Costume and prop description for Nutcracker 1776. The Rock School's Nutcracker 1776 has approximately 250 costumes that are all created right in our costume shop in the Rock School. A few terms to go over before listing the characters' costumes. Romantic tutu is a long tutu made of tulle that typically goes to a length somewhere below the knee and above the dancer's ankle. A platter tutu is a short tutu made of tulle that sticks straight out from the waist of the dancer. A bodice is the top part of a female dancer's costume that is form-fitting and typically decorated with rhinestones and appliques as needed. A tunic is a male dancer's ballet costume. It's a top that is similar to a shirt, but made with thicker fabric and decorated with appliques and rhinestones as appropriate that typically match his partner. Breeches are short pants that are knee length, typically worn by men in the 1700s. And now our characters' costume descriptions. Johnny / the Nutcracker Prince wears white tights with a royal blue soldier-style coat. It is decorated with gold epaulettes on the shoulders and lined with red and gold ribbon trim along the front and cuff of sleeves. Abby has two costumes. Her first costume is a cream-colored long dress with many layers on the skirt. The arms have maroon-colored bows at the elbows with white lace trim. There are tiny, subtle maroon-colored flowers patterned on the dress with two matching maroon bows on the center of her bodice. She wears a matching bow in her hair and white lace bloomers under the skirt. Her second costume is a platter tutu designed to match the Nutcracker Prince. The bodice is royal blue with gold accents and long mesh sleeve arms. There are gold cuffs at the end of the arm sleeve to match the soldier look. The tutu is platter style in bright red. It has a royal blue overlay with gold trim. She wears a matching blue Henrietta Victorian styled hat with large red feathers. The Nutcracker doll is a prop used in the Old City Tavern. It is a wooden doll about 1.5 feet tall. Its jacket is painted navy blue with gold and red accents. Its hat and pants are painted red, and boots are painted black. It has white hair and a white beard. Richard wears a blue jacket, white shirt, and tan pants. Ben Franklin wears a navy blue jacket with gold trim on shoulders and pockets, with matching gold buttons down the front of the jacket. Under his jacket, he has a tan shirt with a white lace ascot. On the bottom, he wears gray breeches with white tights. Thomas Jefferson wears a gray wig and long brown coat with a darker brown vest and white lace ascot. He has matching brown breeches made of a shiny silk material and white tights. George Washington wears a white wig and royal blue jacket with gold trim and buttons. Under the jacket, he has a red vest with white lace ascot. On the bottom, he has white breeches and matching white tights. The mothers and fathers at the Old City Tavern. Mothers wear similar style dresses to the children with long, poofy dresses made of silk in various colors. They are adorned with ribbons and laces to each have a different design across the front of the bodice. They wear ribbons and bows in their hair with diamond earrings, necklaces, and bracelets that sparkle. Teen party and party children wear various colored party dresses made of silk. They are very poofy and almost floor length. They are designed with buttons and bows on the front of the bodice and have ribbons that tie around the waist that secure into giant bows in the back. Some of them have white lace trim on the arms. They all wear matching bows in their hair, and they also have lace bloomers under their skirts. Lead doll wears a red short platter tutu with gold trim and red circles on their cheeks. Demi dolls wear royal blue plaid tutus with gold trim with red circles on their cheeks. Cadets wear black breeches with white tights. On the top, they have white shirts with poofy arms, blue vests that have white ruffles down the front middle of the tunic. Lady Liberty wears a royal blue velvet dress with red, blue, and gold rope around her waist. The sleeves are completed with red bows near each elbow and white lace on the end of the arm sleeve. The dress is floor length and has a red and white striped silk fabric that hangs down the back like a cape, and the same fabric is down the front middle of the skirt. She wears a white wig with ringlets and a royal blue choker necklace with a gold star in the middle. Her costume is made to represent the American flag. Dewdrop Fairy wears a pink cotton candy colored tutu. The top bodice is form-fitting with gold appliques and rhinestones. The tulle skirt attached is a short tutu that droops down and is tapered to be shorter in the front and longer in the back. She wears a gold crown to match the bodice of her costume and dangly diamond earrings. Dream Fairies wear pink and white short tutus that match the Dewdrop Fairy. They carry wands that light up and wear gold crowns. General Mouse Howe wears a large, furry, white bodysuit to look like a life-size mouse. His face has black eyes, a black nose, and whiskers. He wears a black colonial-style hat with large white feather sticking out of the top. He wears white pants with a gold vest and buttons down the center. He also wears a large red cape while carrying a silver sword. The Mice wear large, furry, white bodysuits to look like life-size mice. These are similar to match General Mouse Howe. The faces have black eyes, a black nose, and whiskers, and are also topped with colonial-style black hats. They are wearing red coats and have long white tails that drag along the floor. Soldiers wear white pants with navy blue soldier-style jackets trimmed with red and gold. They are wearing colonial-style blue hats and carry rifles. Snow Prince and Princess. Their costumes are made to match as a pair. The princess wears a white plaid tutu that sticks straight out from her waist. The bodice is covered in silver rhinestones that make the costume sparkle in the light. She wears a crown made of diamonds. The prince wears white ballet tights and a white tunic covered in rhinestones to match the princess. Snow Crystals wear white pancake platter tutus with rhinestones on the bodice for sparkle. They wear diamond tiaras around their ballet bun. Snowflakes wear white romantic tutus that fall just below the knee with sparkly appliques on the bodice. They wear a sparkling white headpiece to the side of their ballet bun. Sugar Plum Fairy wears a light purple plaid tutu that is adorned with slightly darker purple appliques on the bodice and the tutu. There is a short sleeve of purple lace that hangs off of the shoulder. The tutu and bodice are lined with rhinestones and she wears a silver diamond crown. Cavalier wears a light purple tunic to match the Sugar Plum Fairy. His tunic has rhinestones on the front. He wears white tights on the bottom. Spanish Chocolate Turan. Spanish women wear long, dark, chocolate brown dresses with lace skirts. The skirts are layered in three sections, going from shortest on top to longest on the bottom. Each layer is lined with gold ribbon trim. The bodice has gold trim to match in the center that starts wide at the top and meets at the bottom to make a V shape. They wear a single gold red flower in their hair. The Spanish men wear black tights and a black bolero-style jacket. They have a white shirt under the jacket with a wide bronze cummerbund and matching brown ascot. A cummerbund is like a very thick belt. Prince and Princess of Persia. The lead dancers wear maroon chiffon pants that poof out at the thigh and calf, but are tighter around the knee, with gold trim at the top part of the pant. The female dancer wears a maroon crop top with gold accents, and the male dancer is bare-chested. The demi-soloists wear the same style costume, but in all gold. All the ladies wear Arabian princess gold crowns that lay flat to the top of their head and meet at a point in the center of their forehead. Chinese dragon candy. The lead ladies wear traditional Chinese dress robes made of yellow and red silks. They have gold crowns on their head. The lead men wear red pants with a traditional red and gold dress tunic. The younger dancers wear traditional red and gold tunic and pants made of silk. English toffee. Wear magenta and white colored platter tutus. The platter part of the tutu is mainly white with a magenta overlay. The bodices are mainly magenta with white vertical stripes from top to bottom where the tutu begins. They wear Henrietta Victorian teardrop styled hats that come to a point with purple and white feathers on the back. Russian pashkas. Lead soloists wear a red jacket top with gold accents and gold cummerbund. He has black tights and tall black dance boots. Demi-soloist men wear leopard-printed jacket tops with gold cummerbunds, gold pants, and black dance boots. The younger dancers are in traditional black character skirts with red vests, and the boys are wearing black tights, white shirts with red collars. Flowers. Wear romantic-style tutus in shades of pink. The skirt part of the tutu is light pink tulle with a darker pink bodice and overlay made to look like petals over the tutu. They have a single matching flower in their hair on the side of their ballet bun.